Let's talk a little bit more about the Korean economy with our guest, Seok-heel Park. He is Korea economist at JP Morgan. He joins us from Seoul. Seok-heel, thank you so much for being with us. Correct me if I'm wrong, but 25 basis points, wasn't that at the low end of estimates in terms of what the market was expecting from the Bank of Korea yesterday?
Actually, the 25 basis point hike was in line with the expectation. The BOK, the step was much moderate than what is happening in the United States, because the governor himself explained the last time that Korea's 25 or 50 basis point hike may have a larger impact than the U.S. does, given the household credit mostly using the term with the floating interest rate. So the impact may be higher. So in all, I think a 25 basis point hike was well expected by the market.
Yeah, we were hearing a lot about the possibility of a 50 basis point increase. That's why I asked the question, particularly when you look at the latest reading on producer prices for the month of October, coming in at a rate of 7.3% year on year. So clearly at this point, South Korea is still fighting inflation in a major way.
That's right. But in the high frequency data wise, we do see stabilizing oil prices. And also in the core inflation side of the consumer inflation, actually it was quite strong in the summer months. But we are looking at some early signs of tapering off. Yeah, you're right. The PPI number was strong, but normally the Korean CPI volatility is well more moderate than the PPI inflation number implies for. So I'll say we are quite cautious, but still we are on the right direction for seeing the consumer inflation gradually stabilizing toward the end of next year, I think.
So to what extent do you think the BOK was guided by a lot of the stress that we have seen in the credit markets in South Korea, particularly short-term credit and some of the contraction that there has been in that space with yields spiking a bit and you know, people just don't want to own it right now?
Yes, right. But actually, yesterday, the governor confirmed our expectation that the UK's financial market stabilization action should not jeopardize its mandate to stabilize inflation. So by not injecting additional liquidity into the financial system, but by preemptively stabilizing the market with micro measures. So we also echo the governor's assessment that the Korean financial stability will remain robust despite the possible sporadic volatility event, maybe in the short-term liquidity and credit market. Actually, I have to stress that this is basically a domestic credit issue and that BOK can fully handle if they have an intention to do so.
So we were talking a moment ago about the minutes of the last Fed meeting. It seems as though they were taken to be pretty dovish. And I think the market here in the States is assuming that the Fed is going to downshift now to a 50 basis point hike in December. So the level of aggression, maybe not nearly as intense as it was in the beginning of the tightening cycle. That is not to say that the Fed is done. We can debate what you think might be the terminal rate for the Fed. Is there a number that you have in mind? Is it 5? Is it 5.25? Maybe as much as 5.5% for the Fed's terminal rate?
Actually, our U.S. econ team does have a Fed call, but besides that, the Fed call, the spillover from the Fed policy rate into Korean policy rate is not mechanical, in a sense that the BOK follows the Fed rate to some degree, but that's through indirectly through the FX market and FX market to consumer inflation spillover and consumer inflation spillover. Finally, to the policy rate decision. So it's a multi-stage process. And recently, what we are looking at is that there has been some stabilization of Korea won trade with basket weighted value has been stabilized. I think some degree it was reflected by the market expectation about the Fed terminal rate. And yes, I have to acknowledge that there remains some uncertainties on that. But still, in the BOK side, then their decision, at least for this one, is just based on that currency consideration, maybe lesser than before, while they have some higher consideration for, as you say, the domestic credit issue. So I think that's the balance to make the 25 basis point hike this week.
So recently we saw trade data for the first 20 days of the month, some of the export numbers relatively soft. I think the BOK probably has a keen eye on semiconductor exports. I mean, is this an area of the economy that you're watching closely? What are you seeing when you look at exports, particularly semiconductors right now?
Actually, we are now going through the down cycle of semiconductor in terms of nominal growth, not the real growth. Actually, semiconductor real export growth and the real production is still quite strong. But what matters now is price has been falling along with inventory destocking globally on the memory chips. So, but as you see in the past 10 years or so, semiconductor prices are always oscillating around the trend about a few quarters lag. So cautiously, we are expecting that movement, the cyclical swing, will come to an end by the first half of next year and the slightly recover in the second half. So, yep, that's what we are going through.
We were talking a moment ago as well about the COVID story in China. The spike in cases were at a record level. Many economists that we speak with on this program who focus on China are looking at a slower growth rate. When you look at the extent to which exports from South Korea enter China and there may be some contraction in the demand part of that story, are you concerned that it has the potential to hold back South Korean growth in a meaningful way?
You're right. China is one of the major trading partners of Korea. So its slowdown will affect Korea's export performances next year. But what I do worry about the next year, or what I do count it for the slowdown for the Korean growth next year, is mainly consumer demand. Because Korea is now done with initial pent-up demand initiating earlier this year. And also at the same time, you have to looking at slowdown in the employment growth and also feeling the impact of the tightened policies from the monetary and fiscal. So that's what I'm expecting, that the consumer demand is cooling down next year, and that may be the major drag. In terms of the export, yes, it will slow down, but we don't think it is a breaking down.
Interesting that the greatest risk right now is domestic when you look at the South Korean economy. Sukhil Park, Korean economist for JP Morgan, thank you so much for joining us here on Daybreak Asia.